Do you have what it takes to be a speaker at the worst summit ever? Okay, I'm gonna get comments on my glasses. I know it. I love them. I'm a total dork with sunglasses. But you know what? I'm sticking with it. Why? Because they're terrible. Because they're the worst. Because I'm doing it anyway. This is the theme of the worst summit ever. I am looking to build a summit empire. But if I were to start with that, if I were to start with the idea of I'm doing this big, massive, amazing thing, I mean, that's definitely a strategy, but it's not my strategy. Because why? Because then I would be probably patient, and in other words, procrastinate, and I would be into perfectionism, and I really would make it good. It would be great, but it might not happen until 2028. And I can't wait that long. Because I need to play around. I need to let the gut just go. That would be G-E-A-U. Just go. Because it's go time. And it's time to let the gut commit and make the decision to go for it. So that's what we're going to do. On September 1st, we're going for it. We're going to do the worst summit ever. And it's the breakout summit for the Repossible Summits for 2027. All right. So if you think you've got what it takes to be a speaker at the Repossible Summit, the first one, the worst summit ever, I'd love to have you. Or at least I'd love to have you apply. Because what does it take to be a part of the worst summit ever? Are you that good? Are you that bad? Are you funny? Have you failed? Have you failed and gotten over it? Have you only succeeded? I don't really want to hear that. I want to hear the failures. I want to hear what not to do. Surely. I want to hear, oh, sorry. I want to hear what not to do. I want to hear the unexpected. Wow, that totally scared me. I thought like somebody's in my video. Somebody's in my video. Wow, that totally scared me. Okay, you got unexpected stuff like that? Can you wow me like that? Can you scare me like that with something? With what would the takeaway be for your talk for the worst summit ever, right? What's your shock value? What is your, because remember, I know I'm saying it's the worst summit ever, but secretly, I want it to be awesome, right? But what I'm not gonna do is wait for it to be perfect. I'm not gonna wait for the perfectionism, no. Because it's September 1st, no matter what. And I would like to play on the idea of taking action, right? And this is why, remember, if it's the worst summit ever, and then at the end, it's really bad, we'll say, good, we succeeded. How? Because it's really the worst summit ever, okay? So if you have unexpected, like, jump scares, like that guy walking behind my video, maybe you even, like, saw him behind me in the camera. I did not. He freaked me out. My heart rate is like, okay, can I tell you, here we go. You ready? Maybe this is an even topic. Maybe this should be my talk. Ready? There was a book and it was called Gazelles Don't Go to Therapy. I think that was the title. Gazelles Don't Go to Therapy. Here's what that was all about. So a gazelle, right? Like a deer, like an African deer. I'm probably just screwing that all up. They're munching grass, right? They're hanging out. And their heart rate is fine and life is okay, okay? Then the lion comes and their adrenaline starts pumping and their blood and everything and all of the chemicals going on in the body gets the adrenaline going and they can run for, you know, minutes and escape the lion, okay? So the reason, so that's totally traumatizing, right? It's super scary and terrible. And oh my God, it's I was almost eaten by a lion, right? Says the gazelle. Not to mention, like, did I save my kids or was little Junior Jerry Gazelle, you know, brunch for Leon the Lion, right? I don't know. So then why are gazelles not in therapy? Because after about 15 minutes, apparently, all the stress is gone. And it's, I don't think they've forgotten about the lion. They just don't dwell on it. They don't dwell on the idea that it might happen again. Or the fact that little Jerry Gazelle was brunch for Leon the Lion, right? It's just, that happened. And this might, and it might, and not only might it happen again, it will happen again. The lion will come after me again. But you know what? I'm not in therapy because I'm a gazelle. And I don't know what is it about gazelle brains, but they apparently don't dwell on the failures and on the fears and on the anxieties, okay? Now, no shame to therapy, not at all, right? Therapy for humans is great, but apparently it's not a good idea to get into the gazelle therapy business because they don't need it, because they get over it in 15 minutes. This is a little bit what I'm thinking. Please do not, please understand my joke here. If therapy is a thing, if therapy is an awesome thing, it is, it truly is. But for humans, I'm talking about gazelles. So I kind of want the gazelles to be on the worst summit ever, all right? Are we having fun yet? See how I just got jump scared by that guy? I mean, was he scary looking? I didn't even really see what he looks like. Maybe he's a murderer. I don't know. But see, if I dwell on it, then I'm not going to record another. I should re-record, right? That was terrible. Oh my God, he screwed up my entire thing. No, it's perfect. It's the perfect example of the worst summit ever. So what are we going to do? How are we going to make it work? What's really going to be some awesome takeaways that are really valuable, that are beneficial for the viewers? What not to do, what to learn from, how to gazelle does not go into therapy, right? You following me? All right, that's it. There we go. That's it for the worst summit ever. I don't know where you can go to sign up. How about repossible.com/summit? Or where the summit will be held will be summit.repossible.com. But if you'd like to apply to be a speaker, then let's try this. Go to repossible.com/summit, okay? Because that's where all the summits are going to be eventually. Or, well, they're going to be at summit. You know what? Just go somewhere. Repossible.summit. No. Repossible.com/summit or summit.repossible.com. They're probably different, but check it out. You see where I'm going? Because I'm doing this anyway. Do I have the landing page properly perfect? No, I don't. Do I have the whole like sign up for the speakers? No. Am I going to publish this anyway? Yes. Why? Because I want the go-getters like you. Go-getters. G-E-A-U. If you know, you know. Go-getter. I want you to be a go-getter because it's go time. Because September 1st, we're doing a summit no matter what. All right? And we're going to have fun and we're going to get it done. There you have it. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Repossible. Check out the summit. Summit.repossible.com. Oh, and if you want to just... You want to be a participant? It's going to be free, except for like some bad VIP products or something. But for the most part, it's going to be free and not live. I don't think it's going to be live. That'd be like gazelle time. We'll see. Maybe part of it's live. All right. I got to work on stuff. I got things to do. I got to go. See you later. Bye for now.